name is Oscar, and we are calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We are talking with people in your area and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis about the schools in your area. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely? Are you in a safe place? Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. This is very quick. Thank you for your cooperation. Could you please confirm the state that you currently live?
In Texas.
Texas. Thank you so much, sir. Do you live in the city of San Antonio or outside the city of San Antonio?
In the city of San Antonio.
In the city. Thank you so much. And to make sure we're speaking with all areas in San Antonio, what is the zip code where you live?
11-78211.
78211. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
No, thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
No. My sister's retired teacher.
But no longer is she a member of a teacher's union, is she?
No.
That's all right. That doesn't really change the survey one way or the other. Thank you so much. Let's continue. To make sure we're speaking with people of different age groups, in what year were you born, sir? 1963. Thank you so much. Okay, let's move on. Next one is a gender question. Don't take it the wrong way, just part of the survey. Which one of the following best describes you, a woman, a man, or you identify yourself in some other way?
Man.
Thank you. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Thank you so much. For statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino American, or Asian American?
Latino American.
Thank you, sir. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
Associate of Applied Science.
Okay. Thank you. And okay, how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian?
You said 18 or younger, right?
Yes.
None.
That's all right.
Zero.
Yes, zero. I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. Almost there, sir. What is your opinion of the San Antonio City Council? Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
And that would be very unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. And what is your opinion of teachers' unions?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat?
Yes, favorable. Very favorable.
What is your opinion? Favorable. Thank you. What is your opinion of the mayor, Ron Nirenberg?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable, okay. And what is your opinion of San Antonio Superintendent Jaime Aquino?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay, let's move on. Thank you, sir. I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go to the next one. The first one is, what is your opinion on the public charter schools in San Antonio? Favorable or unfavorable?
Yes. Favorable.
Very favorable, sir, or just somewhat?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Very, okay.
Yes.
What is your opinion of the 1882 partnership of schools in San Antonio? Are you acquainted with that type of a school?
What kind of school?
That's the name of it, 1882 partnership of schools in San Antonio.
Not familiar with that.
Never heard that name. Have you?
No.
Okay. Never heard. Okay. What is your opinion of innovation schools in San Antonio?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
No, just favorable, somewhat favorable.
What is your opinion of traditional public schools in San Antonio?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
We're talking about public schools, okay? Very well.
Right.
What is your opinion of magnet schools in San Antonio?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, and one more. What is your opinion of private and parochial schools in San Antonio?
Oh, very, very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay, let's move on. Thank you, sir. Almost there. Would you say public education in San Antonio is headed in the right direction, or is public education in San Antonio on the wrong track?
On the wrong track.
Wrong track, okay. Who would you say is most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in San Antonio? Would it be the superintendent and the school district officials, the state legislature, the governor, the mayor of San Antonio, the teachers' union, or the school board?
The mayor.
The most responsible for the quality. The mayor? Okay.
Yeah, I would say the mayor.
Mayor of San Antonio, very well. How important do you think is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Not important at all, not that important, somewhat important, or very important?
Very important.
Thank you, sir. Almost there. Do you think the local public schools in San Antonio need to change? Not at all, a little, some, or a lot?
A lot.
A lot, okay. For what you know or have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools here in San Antonio?
Increase.
Are you in favor? Very well. Are you strongly in favor or just somewhat?
No.
Strongly
very
favor.
Favorable. Yeah, strongly.
Okay, very well. Strong. I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. Please, for each one, please tell me if you think it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well. If it does not describe them, public charter school well, or does not describe them at all. First statement says, public charter schools are public schools. Would you say that describes them very well, somewhat well, not describe them well, or not at all? They are public schools.
Does not describe very well.
Does not describe them well, or not at all? Not well. Very well. Public charter schools are non-profit. Would you say that describes them very well, somewhat well, not describe them well, or not at all? Non-profit.
It describes them well.
Describes them well? Somewhat well or very well?
Very well.
Very well. Public charter schools serve mostly students of color. Is that a good description of public charter schools, sir, or not?
Yes.
So describes them very well or somewhat well?
Somewhat well.
Public charter schools are tuition free. Is that a good description?
Well, yes, it's a good description.
Somewhat well or very well?
No, very well.
Public charter schools are open to all. Does that describe them very well, somewhat well, or not describe them well?
Very well. Describes it well. Yeah, very well.
Public charter schools serve mostly low income students. Would that describe them very well, somewhat well, not describe them well, or not at all?
Describes them well.
Somewhat well? Or very
somewhat well.
Okay, one more of this kind. Public charter schools help to improve the entire public school system. Would that describe them very well, somewhat well? Or does not describe them well?
Does not describe them well.
Does not describe them well. Very well. Let's move on. Over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public school become less favorable, more favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other?
It has not changed one way or the other.
Okay. If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
I would vote for them, more than likely vote for them.
More likely? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, almost done, sir. Thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with say they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, and other mayor offices. How about you? How often do you vote for the school board members? Never, rarely, sometimes, always?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, all right. And which of the following do you believe is the most important issue the next superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District should address? Should it be providing in-person classroom instruction during the pandemic, or cutting the number of public charter schools, or supporting and facilitating more school choices for the students, or the student safety, or increasing funding to public schools, or enacting policies that promote greater diversity, equity, and inclusion in the schools, reducing the number of schools which receive a grade of D or F for failing, or keeping good teachers? Which issue do you think is most important for the next superintendent to focus on?
Keeping good teachers.
Keeping good teachers. Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you some statements regarding a standardized student testing. Please tell me as I read each one if you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each statement. The first statement says, annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools accountable for student progress and success. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree with that statement.
Strongly, sir? Strongly agree or just somewhat?
Yes, strongly agree.
Next statement says, annual standardized testing of students is important to make sure students are making good academic progress. Do you agree or disagree, sir?
Can you repeat that again?
Yes, annual standardized testing of students is important to make sure students are making good academic progress.
That's important, very important.
I strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Just one more of this kind, almost done. Annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public school administrators and leaders accountable for the student progress and success. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
I strongly agree? Or just somewhat?
Strongly agree. Strongly
agree. Let's move on. Moving on, the City Council acts as the policy-making and legislative body here in San Antonio. The City Charter does not include the City Council having a focus on education for the students from kindergarten to high school. Thinking about who makes decisions about education policy here in San Antonio, do you think the City Council should be less involved, more involved, or have the same level of involvement in education policy as it has today?
Less involved.
Less involved. Okay. Changing topics, the Texas State Legislature is considering creating an education saving account program. This program would give parents who opt out of the public education system roughly $10,000 per year, the same amount it costs the state on average to educate a child each year, to pay for their children's private school, online schooling, or private tutors. Now, would you oppose or support this education saving account program?
Support.
Support it? Would you support it strongly or not so strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly support, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's support strongly. Okay, let's move on. Just a few more questions for the statistical purposes and we are done, sir. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for a job?
Currently employed.
Employed, thank you, sir. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Yes, Republican.
Republican, and would you call yourself a strong Republican or not so strong?
Not so strong.
Not so strong Republican, okay. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Upper middle.
Upper middle class, thank you, sir. Thank you so much for your participation and your time. You were very kind, sir. This concludes our survey. Have a good night.
Thank you.